So we're doing today the Gemara. Okay, so the Gemara is a slightly, it's a little bit complicated, I think. I can't tell. I know it was complicated until I figured it out. Hopefully now it won't be as complicated. But, okay, so basically, what do we need from yesterday? We need very little. Okay, what do we need? We need like this. So there's two things. There's Nevela and Nistrefa. Okay? Nevela is an animal which dies through a method other than a kosher shechita. Okay, that's what our Mishnah teaches. Our Mishnah teaches that if you passel a shechita, it basically is, it's like you killed it by shooting it in the head. It's a passel shechita. Passel shechita is not a shechita at all. And therefore it's passel, it's a nevela. Now a nevela is two nafkaminas. It's also to eat, it's a lav, and also it's metame. Okay, it's also metame. Now that's a nevela. The trefa is an animal which has a mortal wound. Okay, an animal which gets attacked or some sort of illness and has a wound with which it's going to die on its own. And even if you do shechita on it, it's trefa. You can't preempt the thing, its death, by doing shechita and making it kosher. It's still not going to become kosher. But it will become, it's not going to become nevela, and it's not going to become tame. So a trefa is better, in a sense, than a nevela because it's not matame. Okay, so it's a trefa. Okay, has a mortal wound. Fine, but from our Mishnah, if you mess up the shechita, then that's not trefa. That's just an avela. Right? Okay. Are we good? Okay. So now it says like this. So now the Gemara says like this. Gemashachar es haveshet v'cho v'chulei v'hodol v'kiva. Okay, so it has the case basically where you shecht one simen, right? Let's say you shecht one simen, the food pipe, and then you tear the windpipe, or vice versa, whatever. Somehow you shecht one simen and you mess up the other one. So it says that's an avela, and Rabbi Akiva agrees. Everyone agreed in the Mishnah. At the end of the day, everyone agreed that's an avela. V'ramin, we have stira. Okay, v'ramin means there's a contradiction. Contradiction between two equal sources, two Mishnayos, and there'd be two Psukim, two Tanakh statements, two Marak. So Raminu is the type of question, Raminu is a contradiction. Okay? So for Raminu, we have another Mishnah, Elu Trefos Bebehema. Okay, so the third parak in Kulon is called Elu Trefos. So the list of different Trefos. Okay, and what is it? In the list is Nikuvas HaVashat, Ipsukas HaGargaras. Right? So in the list of Trefos, it has an animal which has a hole in its long, in its windpipe, or has a cut, 50% rip, more than 50% rip in its food pipe. I'm sorry, the opposite, in its windpipe. 50% rip in its windpipe, or any hole in the food pipe.
Caused?
It doesn't matter what it's caused by. Okay. Or a trefa. Trefa, that's what Rashi says, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Okay, so what? So what? Why is that relevant to us? So Rashi says, Alma, trefa. So you see that a rip in its pipes is a trefa of a lava nevela. So since everyone agrees that when you have a messed up shechita, it's a nevela, so then why does the Mishnah Neil Trefa say that if it has a tear in one of its pipes, then it's a trefa? Which one is it? Is it a nevela or is it a trefa? Now, you may be confused. This is confusing. But what's the question exactly? What's the question here? I mean, well, what's the problem here? What's the problem with the question? It says one problem is maybe it's Nevela and Trefa. Then it's Yusuf. That Tosa is going to get there. Okay, good. That's one problem here. What else? Problem.
Right.
But my father's the problem is that we're discussing if you mess up the shechita. You're doing a shechita and you cut one pipe and you mess up the other one. So that's a nevela. Right? Because you're not really doing shechita. Right? You're not doing shechita. You're messing up a shechita and you're killing it. You're killing it through some other method. Right? Not shechita. But now, elotrefos, let's say, we're not talking about shechita. Elotrefos means there are different mortal wounds. If it has a hole in its heart. If it has a hole in its lung. If it has a hole in its windpipe. A food pipe. So let's say it has a hole in its food pipe, right? So it has a hole in its food pipe. And then, fine, as long as we buy it, that's a trefa. It's not an avela. Why is it an avela? It's not an avela. It's still alive, even. Right? It's still walking around alive. It's just walking around with a hole in its way. Now I come, it has a hole in its food pipe, which means it's going to die within, who knows, let's say a month or whatever. Okay, so it's going to die. Now I go and I slaughter it. Right? You know, and now it's... So is it a matzah to eat? No, it's a trefa. It's not an avela. Because an avela we were talking about is where you make a whole, you slaughter it improperly. You cut one siman and you shlita one siman and you do some sort of other cut on the other siman. You mess up the shlita, you kill it through a bad method, through a non-shlita. But this is talking about el trefa. This is talking about where you have an animal which is walking around with a hole in its food pipe or a ripped windpipe.
So when we say with tamer, it's going to be tamer so?
Well, what I'm saying is that then I'll tell you then it's not. That's a trefa. That's not tamer. That's just a trefa. Right, because it's just a trefa. Because why should it be tamer? Tamer is if it dies through method other than shlita. But basically, if it has this mortal wound in it, but then I go and I do shlita to it, then it shouldn't be tamer. Then it should become, it should not be nevela because it died through shlita. The same way that a hole in its heart, and I go and I slaughter it, then it's not a trefa. It's not a nevela. It's just a trefa. So what's the problem altogether? Right? What's the problem? It's just like, it seems to be, these Mishnahs are talking two different cases. Our Mishnah is talking about where you mess up Shrita. The Mishnah in Eilat Shrefas is just talking about new Shrita, just talking about an animal which has a mortal wound. And of the mortal wounds are these, are the pipes. Pipe wounds. But whatever. Right? That's one problem, which I think is what's confusing about this whole thing. And a more significant problem, or another problem, is as Shmuel mentioned, is that who's to say Nevela and Trefa are exclusive of one another? Maybe it's both. Our mission is talking about Nevelas. That mission is talking about Trefa. What's the difference? Right? We're in Lam Beis and off.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so let's do this. There's two routes here. And these two questions, which I'm asking, one of them is taken up by Tosfos, and one of them is taken up by the Gemara. I think. So let's do the Gemara. I think it's the easier route. So this question you're asking, Shmuz, why can't it be both? That's what Tosfos takes up, but let's forget about it for a second. Because I think so far, the Gemara as is just doesn't make any sense altogether. What's it asking? So I think from the Gemara, as the Gemara proceeds, we'll try to get a feel for what's going on in the Gemara, and then we'll come back and see the Tosfos. Okay? So the Gemara says like this. And I think this is Rava's answer, is trying to be similar to what we were saying. I'm a Rava, lo kasha. I mean, you tell me, lo kasha. Kan shesh shachat ulu b'sof pasak. Kan, when it's an hour Mishnah, right? An hour Mishnah, it's talking about where you, I think our Mishnah, where you do shchita of one siman. And then you pasak, means that you cut, you sever, not through shchita, you sever the other siman. So that's an avela, right? Because you're doing a shchita, but you messed it up. Kan, but the Mishnah in the Trefos, in El Trefos, she pasak l'sof shachat. Right? So you first it gets a cut in its pipe. Right? First it has a mortal wound in one of its pipes, and then you do shchita. Right? That's what we're saying. And it explains. Shachad will be self pasak. If you first do shchita one siman and then the other siman becomes severed, nifselas b'shchita hi. Then you messed up the shchita. Lambez and bez now at the top. Then you messed up the shchita. Oh, so that's an avela. But pasak will be self shachad. If first it had a severed pipe and then you did an ordinary shchita, ki davar acher garam lali pasal damya. It's like something else. The shchita was fine. It just had a different thing. A prior mortal wound of a hole in its windpipe or food pipe, whatever, which makes it a treva. So what's the kasha? That's what he's saying. That's what seemingly Rava's answering. Okay? Rashi?
Does the treva have to die from that wound?
No. No. You do shchita on it. It's still a treva.
Right, or it's run over.
Well, that's the question. Does it, if he comes in a vela, does it still retain its shame of a trefa? That we were not really sure about that. I think it does, but it's not an open fact, at least in the Rambam.
But But by Shechita does.
Yes.
Why?
Because it's Trefa.
Yeah, it's a Trefa also before it's run over. Trefa means it has something that...
Trefa has more rule. Right. The question is if when it becomes a Nevela, does it eclipse the Shem Trefa? But if it doesn't get him a Nevela and you do Shechita on it, then it's just a Trefa.
It's a big difference with Tuma.
Yeah, it is a big difference. No, what do you mean? No, it isn't a big difference.
No.
Because it's true, whether it's a trefa or not, it's definitely an avela if it gets
remembered
by
God.
The question is it also a trefa?
You want to say it's definitely an avela?
It is.
Maybe it's not.
No. If it, does, if it dies through a method other than that.
Because it would have died from its womb.
No, that's an avela. If it dies through a different method than shechita, then it's an avela.
If it dies what?
Through a different method other than shechita, that's an avela. That's an avela. Question is it also shechita? Is it also a trefa?
So a trefa dies other than through shechita too.
If it dies on its own.
Yeah. Would that be an avela?
Yeah.
That everyone agrees would be an avela.
Right. Right. The question I'm saying, I'm not sure if that's good, if that's trefa.
No, I understand.
Yeah. Okay. Rashi shachar es aveshet ul besof pasuk asagera. So first you cut the veshet, and then the windpipe breaks. So then that's basically a messed up shechita. But if you first have this hole in a pipe and then you do shechita, okay, the kodum shehitzchol v'shechita nifsal, right? Because prior to your beginning the shechita, the thing became possible. Afal gav debechad shechita, even if it happens momentarily, right before it, doesn't matter. So even if it happens right before the shechita, right? If you, I think that's what he's saying, is that even if you first sever a pipe, let's say with that same knife, you take that and you sever a pipe and then you do shechita on the other one. So he's saying is, well, since you basically first you severed a pipe, so then that became a trefa, and then you basically do shechita, so then there's not a problem with the shechita, it just happens to be it had a severed pipe, so that's the trefa.
Why is that a shechita?
Well, I think he's just saying is that's not shechita. In other words, once you start the shechita and then you mess it up, then you're involved in shechita, so now it's basically a part of a messed up shechita. But if prior to the shechita you just cut a pipe, so what's the difference if an animal cut its hole in its pipe a week ago and then you do a shechita? Or if you with your knife, you take it and you cut a pipe, stop. Now basically it's a trefa, and then you do shechita. So basically you're doing a shechita on a trefa.
So
what could be is that you're going to cut it a hole in it, but then it's not necessarily totally severed. So you cut a hole in one part of the pipe. Let's say it's the wind. Let's say it's a food pipe. The food pipe, even a tiny hole makes it a trefa. So let's say you make a tiny hole in the food pipe.
Oh, and then you
trefa,
do
and then you do a full cut on the whole thing.
So you're utilizing the term trefa restricted.
Right, so again, right? Or you could say, I think this would work also, is if you have the wind pipe, you cut, let's say, 51% of it. Now it's a trefa. But let's say you're cutting 51% of it higher up, towards the mouth. And then it's a trefa. And you take your knife, your shechita knife, go a little lower down, and you slice both of them. So maybe did a shechita. I mean, that's already more tricky, not simple, but that's in theory that's conceivable. Also, question is, you could do that. The question is, do you consider that a shechita life if it's already severed? So that's why it's a little more tricky. But the point is that if prior to your shechita you make it a trefa, so then it just is a trefa. But then I do shechita. What's the problem? Why should that be an avela? I did a shechita on it. But if I cut one siman, now I'm in the middle of doing my shechita, and then I mess up the other siman, that's not a trefa, that's just a bad shechita. That's just, you killed it through a method other than shechita. So you're killing it, but through a bad method. So that's an avela. That's not a trefa, that's just a messed up shechita. Think of it like this. I don't know if this is the right way. This is at least the way to think about it. Is a trefa is like a sickly animal. It's like it's all made to die. It's like we don't eat sickly animals. You throw it to your dog, like Keldosh, Now it's true you could do shechita on it, and now it dies through a specific manner, and therefore it's not Tomas Nevela, but it's still a trefa. It's still a sickly animal. You just killed it before the sickly animal died. But we Jews don't eat sickly animals. You don't eat trefas, right? As my father mentioned, that's a nafkamina. Well, why would a guy do a shechita if the thing is trefa? It has a trefa anyway. So the saying is that let's say, what's he going to do with the trefa? Like how he's going to throw it to his dog. He's going to throw it to his dog, but he's going to become tame by throwing it to his dog. Once it dies, it's going to be tame. It's going to be an avela. So if he leaves it alone, it's going to die within a week. Let's say. Now it's going to die. He's going to have tuma. He's not going to have to go on the mikdash. It's coming close to yantif. He has to go to the mikdash. So what's he going to do? So he shachts it. It makes it not an avela, but it's a trefa. So then he throws it to his dog. But now at least he can touch it. He can handle it without becoming tame. So this is very practical. Right? It's just that we don't look, you know, for us, we only do shechita for eating, and if we don't think of tuma and taira, that's not our world. But it's shechita has two functions. Avoiding tuma and taira is a major goal for a person who wants to go to the mikdash, which is people like going to the mikdash. We have to go 3 times a year, and it's, you know, kavanos and this and that. Right? Okay, good. Yeah. So this seems to be a good solution, right? So Rava seems to be a good solution. Is that it's very simple. That if you start doing the shlita, so you're doing shlita, you're killing it. And then you mess up the shlita by severing the other pipe through a non-shlita method. So you basically killed it through a non-shlita method. What happens if you kill it through non-shlita? It becomes a nevela. And it's tame. But if you first sever a pipe, not shchita, so you're not doing shchita. It basically just becomes a trefa. It has a mortal wound. Fine, it has a mortal wound. Then you could wait a week, or you could wait 2 seconds, whatever it is, doesn't matter. And then you do cut to shchita. So now you basically killed it through shchita. So it had a mortal wound. The animal was a trefa, but now you did shchita. So that's not a nevela, that's just a trefa. So the Mishnah on Elu Trefos, when it has a hole in the pipe, is talking about where first it gets the hole in the pipe, and then you do Shechita. So that's a Trefa, that's not a Vela. But our Mishnah is talking about where first you cut the pipe, right? First you cut the Shechita, you do Shechita, I'm sorry. First you do Shechita on the first pipe. You're killing it, you're doing Shechita, and then you mess it up. So that's not a Trefa, that's basically a messed up Shechita, and therefore it's a Vela. Right? Solution? So the Gemara says, not so fast. Isve Rava bar Rava Acha bar Huna le Rava. Not so simple. It's a nice theory, but if you look carefully, the Mishnah says Shachar es aveshet upasik asagageras. Right? Oh, pasik asagageras ve'acha kach shachar es aveshet nevela. So it has both ways. So it's a nice theory. But if you look in the Mishnah, right? You look in the Mishnah, it doesn't matter. Either way, Rashi Alma Filu Pasak Lubisov Shachad Kari Lervishav Nevelavo, the Rabbi Kiva. So you see in our Mishnah, it has either way, it's a Nevela. Even if first you cut the pipe, you sever it, not Shechita, and then you cut the pipe. That's still a nevela. So why is it a nevela? Why is it a nevela? You just had a severed pipe, right? And then you're basically just doing shechita. So why is that a nevela? Apparently, once it has a severed pipe, that's not a trefa, that's a nevela. Somehow it makes the shechita possible, and now it's gonna forever be a nevela. But Elu Trefos, the Mishnah on Elu Trefos says that a severed pipe, a hole in the pipe, is a trefa. Right? So you can't say your fancy move of saying it depends on the order, because you see from our Mishnah, it doesn't depend on the order. But if it has a hole in its pipe, then it's going to be a nevela, period. Doesn't matter whether it has a hole in the pipe first or gets a hole in the pipe afterwards. So it's a nice try, Rava, but it doesn't work out. So the Rava answers, Ema, no, I'll tell you how to read it. Ready? Vikvar shachar es aveshet meikara. What's the lashon? It says, posuk es hagargeras ve'achar kach shachat es aveshet. Right? That's the problem with lashon. It's first you cut the gargeras, you cut the pipe, sever it, not shlita, and then you do shlita. So it says, no, I'll read it different. I'll say it means posuk es hagargeras. You sever the pipe, one pipe. Vikfar, and you already shechted the vashet originally. Right? He's just changing the way to read it. So the Gemara says, I'm sorry. I'm really stay choose the davar. You maybe notice that's too sneaky. Two problems. Chod the dinu kamaisa, then it's the exact same thing as the first case. First case was where first you did shechita on the pipe, and then you did then you severed it. Now what do you say? Or if you sever it and you first did shechita, that's the same thing twice. Oh, that's not v'acharkach. It says v'acharkach. You can't just take out that lashon. It doesn't say that. So basically, it doesn't work out. Okay, I mean, it's kind of funny how the Gemara goes through that, but basically, it doesn't work out. Rava's attempt doesn't work out. Okay. So Ella. So what is it? Ella Marava like this. So therefore, Rav has to change the beat, and this is the theory which we're going to try to explain. Ella Marava really have to say like this. When the Mishnah and Eila Treifas again, the Mishnah, our Mishnah says if you mess up the Shechita, whichever one you cut first, the thing is an Avela. But the Mishnah and Eila Treifas implies that it's only a Treifas, it's not an Avela. So it says like this. Really, the Mishnah Eila Treifas, really, even though it says Eila Treifas, these are Treifas, really it means Elu Asuros Katani. It doesn't mean Eila Treifas, it means these are the animals which are Asar. It's grouping them together. And I think the Rashba, explains that treif, and this is why we use the word treif. Sometimes treif just means asar. Right? We call a pig treif. Pig is not treif. Pig is pig. It's beim tamea. We call it treif. So it's saying is when it says el treifos, it doesn't mean treifa dafka. It means these are the animals which are asar. Some of them are nevela. Some of them are treifa. So when it talks about the poles and the pipes, those are really nevelas. And that's consistent with our Mishnah, which says that if it gets a hole in the pipe, then that's considered a nevela and it's not a trefa. Okay? So it's a little bit of a, sneaky move, but that's what he's saying. So look at Rashi. Rashi says like this. Ella, hahi de'elu trefos, lav trefos dafka kamar. Doesn't mean specifically Trefos. Ella elu asuros kamar. It means these are the ones which are asar. V'yeshman nevelos. If it has a hole in its windpipe, in its food pipe, or a cut windpipe, that's a nevela. Why? And this is important. Why is it nevela? Why, if it first gets a hole in its pipe and then you do shchita, why is that nevela? You do a good shchita on it. He says the isra makom shchita ditu, because it's makom shchita, and this kind of slavery is in the ballpark of what you were thinking about. Is the makom shchita is compromised? Is ra became ra like a compromised, right? The enach havei treifos. So he's saying is that when an animal gets a hole, a mortal hole, okay, in one of its shchita pipes, one of its simanim, so then you can't do shchita on it. The makom shchita has become compromised. It's gonna die from the hole in its windpipe, or the hole in its food pipe, from the severed windpipe. It's gonna die. And now, you can't do shchita on it. Even though it's a mortal wound, but normally, if you have a mortal wound in the heart, it's gonna die, but now I do shchita. And I do shchita on it, so it's not available, because I do shchita, it died through shchita. My shchita isn't compromised by the fact that it has a hole in its heart. My shchita is perfectly fine. But he says, if my animal has a compromised semen, windpipe or food pipe, compromised, namely has a mortal wound in one of those pipes, the makom shchita is compromised. Now I cannot do a shchita on it. And if I do shchita, even if I do the action, I go through the motion of doing shchita, it's an avail. It's like I killed it through a method other than shchita. The shchita doesn't work. Okay, the shchita doesn't work. And it's an avela. Right? The Mishnah on Treifos, El Treifos says that if it has a hole in one of its pipes, it's a treifa. No, it doesn't mean that. Really, it's an avela. And that's Rava's theory. Okay, we'll see. Not everyone's going to agree with this theory, but this is Rava's theory. Is that basically a hole in its semen is not a treifa, because it prevents you from being able to do shchita. And the problem is why? Problem is what's the svara? What's the sense of that? What's the sense? Again, this is the facts. If you aren't following all the chashman, this is the basic punchline. If you have an animal, let's take the harder case. You have an animal which has a hole, a tiny hole in its food pipe. Okay, a tiny hole in its food pipe will kill the animal pretty quickly. Say within a week. Okay? It will die. Fine. Now what I want to do, take two cases, a hole in its food pipe or a hole in its heart. Okay, in both of them, it's going to die very soon. It's a treifa. Now I want to be able to go to Beis HaMikdash, and I don't want to become Tameh. I want to feed this animal to my dog. So now I take my shechita knife, and I slaughter it. So if it's the hole in the heart, so I did a shechita, so it's not a vela, it's only treifa, so I can't eat it, but I give it to my dog, it's not tame. But if it's the hole in the food pipe, which is the makom shechita, even though it's a tiny hole, now I take my shechita knife and I cut through both simanim, rubo kakula, whatever, right? Then you say, no, sorry, not a good shechita. It's a treifa. It's a nevela. So nevela is tame. Can't do anything about it. You can't do a shechita to it once it has a hole in its pipe. Okay? And the question is why? What's the sense of that? What's the sense of that? I mean, why can't I do a shechita on it? I do it normally a shechita just because there's a tiny hole. Big deal. There's a tiny hole. There's a tiny hole, for instance, in the windpipe. Again, by the windpipe, it's not a treifa until 50% of it is cut. It could live for a long time with a hole in the windpipe. Not a hole in the food pipe. A hole in the windpipe, it could live for a long time. So then I could do shechita on it. No problems. It's a little backward. You think it's the opposite, but whatever. That's the fact. Is that it could live with a hole in the windpipe. So if I have a hole in the windpipe and I shecht it, fine. Kosher, no problem. It's kosher. Right? But if it has a hole in the food pipe, which means it's going to die, and then I do a shechita to it, that's not a good shechita. So why not? What's wrong with the shechita? I mean, if you want to compare it to the Hami, I mean, the Hami the Gemara held, that this is no problem. It's a shechita, right? As long as the wound precedes the shechita, so who cares? I can just do shechita on it. Right? And it'll be a shechita, perfectly fine. Skana Rava has to change his beat. Right? Because of our Mishnah. Okay, so the Levi's trying to say, I mean, I think it doesn't quite work out, but let's flesh it out here, because this is what was bothering me for so long. And if you just say that, it's easy. But I'll tell you what I don't like about it. So he wants to say that, like, you're trying to, the shechita is where you're taking, like, healthy pipes, which could support life, and you're killing them, so to speak. You know, and you're destroying those healthy pipes. Right? But here, the pipes are already, you know, dead, dying pipes or something like that, right? But it's like shechita isn't exactly killing pipes. Shechita is killing an animal. So I could see saying, if the animal is dying, you can't do shechita, because shechita is taking a healthy animal and killing it. Right? But then it would be, even if it had a hole in its heart, you can't do shechita, because the animal's dying. Right? Like, who cares if the way in which it's dying is through the pipes? The point is that either way, the animal is dying. But even though it's dying, I could do shechita. So now, is it shot like there's healthy pipes? I mean, there's no healthy pipes, there's a healthy animal.
Isn't there?
I mean, you have to define shechita in a way that lends itself to this result. Let's explain how it makes sense to say, you could just say, look, the rule is shechita has to be on healthy pipes. But what does healthy pipes even mean? Like, I know what a healthy animal means, or a dying animal means. But now healthy pipes, I mean, what's the difference if his pipes are, what does that mean? I understand there's a makom shechita, that's just in the maisa shechita, has to take place on a certain location on the animal, that's what a maisa shechita is. And I understand if you say the pipes have to be shalim or something, but they're not shalim. They're not to be shalim. You're saying they have to be healthy, the pipes have to be right for living. It's not like pipes are alive, the animal is alive or dead. Your shechita takes place to an animal, you're killing an animal, you're changing it from being a living animal to a dead animal. Now, you just say that shechita has to be on healthy pipes. I understand the maisa shechita is severing pipes, but the pipes are there. They exist. They're not there. It's just that it's going to die in a week because it has a hole in this pipe. Okay, whatever. But the pipe is still there. It's not like the pipe is going to die. The animal's going to die. So now, if you want to tell me it has to be on a healthy animal, fine, but it's not true, because you can do shechita on a hole in the heart animal. So who cares whether the location of what's causing it to die is on the pipe or not, and the makom shechita is isra. What's the sense that should make a difference? Rafi is saying like this: shechita is killing the animal through destroying its pipes. Right? It's killing the animal through destroying its pipes. Right? Not killing any other method, killing it through destroying its pipes. Now, if his pipes are already compromised, It's true they're still there, but they're compromised. They have a mortal wound. So now, if you ask, now that the animal is, well, let's take the earlier case. Let's say the heart has a hole in it, so it's gonna die. But now I kill it through severing its pipes. Now it'll ask me what killed the animal. So the heart would have killed the animal, but it didn't. So what killed the animal is the shlita. I severed the severing the pipes, killed the animal. What would have died, okay, who cares what would have happened? But bottom line is, what killed it is it died through its pipes being severed. And that was my shlita. But if the pipes were already nitraf, already had a mortal wound, and now I sever the pipes, so now it's dying. What is the cause of the death now? So I would say the cause of the death is the combination of the pipes becoming holy together with my shlita. It's like a 1-2 now. Because it died through the pipes being compromised, through the pipes being destroyed. But the pipes were already halfway destroyed on their way out. I mean, yes, it's true, it wasn't dead yet, but it was on its way in the middle of dying through the holes in the pipes. And now I just finished it off. So now my shlita is just the finishing touch of a longer process, which really wasn't a shlita, and it wasn't a proper shlita, right? So a shlita has to be that I'm killing the animal through destroying its pipes in a very specific manner. Now here, the animal is being killed through a combination of a process which had nothing to do with shlita, just somehow an animal ripped its pipes open, or whatever, and my shlita. So therefore, my shlita is not like the exclusive cause of the death. See, if it had a hole in its heart, so then I just say it would have died through the hole in its heart. But it didn't die through the hole in its heart. It died through the cutting of the pipes. And that's totally the proper way to kill it. But if the pipes were already severed, then what it's dying, then the way I conceptualize it is that it's dying through a combined process of the destruction of the pipes, which began with a non-shlita and concluded with a shlita. So you could say, I mean, maybe this is the Havimaskot or something like, you could say, look, all I care about is the finishing touch. Bottom line is what ultimately what causes death? Punchline is the shlita. It's true, it would have died, but bottom line is the shlita killed it. But Rava is saying, no. I mean, we could define the Havimaskot kind of better, but Rava's maskana, as he's saying, no, is that you conceptually what killed it now is the combination of these two things. And shlita has to be the exclusive killer of the animal. It can't be that it's killed halfway through some other action and then through a shlita. But the killer is the total destruction of the pipes, which took place in two stages. And if that's not all shlita, so then that's a psal. So he's saying, Ishramakam shlita ditay means now my shlita is only going to be the completion of a process of killing the animal through severing its pipes. You'll say, how did it die? Oh, it died through severed pipes. Well, how did its pipes get severed? Oh, first the lion severed half of it, and then the person severed the other half of it. Right, but again, if it has a hole in its heart, you'll say, how did it die? Through severed pipes. Oh, what about the lion? Well, yeah, it's true, the lion would have died through the lion ripping its heart open, but it didn't end up dying that way. It died through severed pipes. Oh, so then shlita's what killed it. Right. So let's see if for tomorrow, maybe if we could define the Havminaskan a little bit better. Right? Because it's not so simple. I think we'll maybe get the idea clearer. If we could define the Havmina is the bottom line, is punchline is the bottom, the final finishing blow is your shlita. And I don't care whether it had a severed pipe for starters. Kamash Malan, no, I do care. So let's see if we can define the Havminaskan a little better. And then we could try to read further than the Gemara. I think that's our best course of action. Okay? I mean, ultimately, you'll see Rish Lakish has a different theory. But I mean, let's get through the chat a little bit. Okay.